Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
I'm here with another edition of Blackhawks Insider Podcast with the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, Luke Richardson. Luke, the results in the last game weren't what you wanted, but there was a lot of good things, a lot of positives in that game. First of all, Frank Nazar playing in his first NHL game, first shot, first goal. How would you assess his play?
I loved his game. I thought he was skating well, real responsible, both ends. We used him on the penalty kill, power play. I think he ripped his first two or three faceoffs back. He played a lot of confidence, and he probably could have had the first goal earlier on the power play. The guy made a real good defensive play on him. So he's got that drive to score goals, but he really has the knowledge on positioning in the NHL.
I thought his speed was very noticeable.
Yeah, even this morning skate here today, he's driving at all times, and that just brings everybody's level up.
Seven players in the lineup last game, 22 years or under. Del Mastro went back to Rockford, but when you see the young guys that are going to be a part of the core group moving forward, how exciting was it for you as a coach behind the bench seeing these young guys all playing in the same game?
Yeah, and you throw a guy like Wyatt Kaiser that came up and played really well, and we got him back down playing in Rockford the rest of the year. I think it's a really good look for the start of the future. There's more to come, and that's even more exciting, and just to see where they're going to fit in the puzzle. It's kind of interesting, but I love the start of it.
Two road games to finish off the season. Tonight here in Vegas, a couple nights from now in L.A., two big heavy teams that are playing for positioning in the playoffs. Both teams have locked it in, but two positionings is yet to be determined. What do you expect from your guys here the last couple games against two teams that are big, heavy, and know how to win?
Well, I think you said earlier like a lot of good things from last game. Like the first period was really fast, the way we played. Not everybody's foot speed fast, but I think the way we played was fast, and that's how we're going to have to do it against a bigger team that has trouble with tenacious forechecking. So, that's going to be the recipe for the next six periods here.
It looked like in the morning skate today that you had Dickinson back with Connor Bedard and Kurashev. It's going to be some line changes again from last game.
Yeah, and, I think we'll try, Slagert. He's got some good speed and gets to that net with Frank and Joey, which is always a good complimentary winger there and responsible. And then, I liked Reichel and Double A last game. I thought they really played well. Used their speed and created a lot of offense, and they got the one goal and had a few other chances. So, Donato's another guy that's tenacious, gets to the net, so that kind of complements their line. And then you got the three kind of veteran more guys with Foligno, Johnson, and Radish together. So hopefully they can – and they've played together before at times this year, so that can work out.
We are in Vegas. Are you a gambler at all?
No, I am not. So,
you didn't get on the tables last night or anything?
Nothing. I went to dinner with an old buddy of mine, an old hockey player, and stayed away from the casinos.
Probably a good idea. Thanks for your time, Luke.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.